You're listening to Cinematic Adventures, proud member of the Misfit Faction Media Network.
Good morning, Vietnam!
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
I feel the need for speed.
Roads, we're going, we don't need roads.
Snakes, why did it have to be snakes?
Vices? We don't need no vices. I don't have to show you any stinking vices.
You make me want to be a better man.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
He's looking at you, kid.
Not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cinematic Adventures. Don't forget, if you guys are listening to us on the go, you can find us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, basically anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also find more of our content on our website, themisfitfaction.com. There you find links to not only this show, but some of our other shows like the Multiverse Fancast and MF Uncensored. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Paul, with me in the studio, because this is going to be an event, a cinematic event, a cinematic adventure, if you will. We first have Sean. Sean, how are you?
It's just wonderful to be here. Paul,
is
as
it?
Always.
Is it? It's only been 3 hours. And special guests. We have special guests. I totally forgot. Very special guests.
At least one of them.
On a very special episode.
We have very special boys.
All right. This has gone off the rails completely. But we have from YouTube and your mom's other diary. Sorry, Sean.
It's all right.
We have BlindBat8719 himself, Brendan. Brendan, how are you?
I'm having a blast being here. Thanks for having me on.
I actually want you to leave. But anyway. And from the Multiverse Fancast and your dad's diary, we have Roddy. Roddy, how are you today?
That was a great intro. I think you could do better next time, especially since you kind of hyped up that you're going to do something different.
Yeah, I know. I rehearsed one whole thing. You know what? Even better. If you guys aren't watching on YouTube, all right? If you guys aren't watching on YouTube,
you should.
Ronnie was mocking the entire intro as I was trying to do it and stare directly at the camera. So yeah, that's where we're at right now. Yeah. Anyway, we do have a very special episode for you guys. We are going to be doing something a little bit different. Instead of just talking about one movie and or TV show, we have created, and by we, I mean Sean has created, a battle royale of cinematic excellence. Excellence is a very strong word. From what I'm told.
At one point, it will get there.
Producer's notes, not excellent. But anyway, so what we're going to be doing is I'm going to hand it over to Sean in a second to explain, but we are going to be going through a list of 64
of something
entertainment
properties.
That one. Thank you for saving me on that one. I was drowning. But so I'm going to hand it over to Sean, so he's going to explain the rules. Sean.
Thank you, Paul. Well, I just want to give a little props to Brendan over here, who actually came up with the idea. Because we are at the point of recording, we are recording both episodes for Cinematic here and Multiverse. Please wait for our Multiverse episode to drop later in the week. We will have something similar to what we're doing here on Cinematic. So Brendan did superhero movies, and I'm doing, wait for it, cartoon shows, our favorite cartoon shows growing up.
How'd you find 64?
You really think there was...
I think could have found more right now.
Calm down.
All right. So we're going to be doing it in a very similar style. So we're going to basically get two properties and we'll go around the table. We'll vote on them. Sean will be the deciding factor should a tie arise. It caused no controversy on our other show, the Multiverse Fancast.
Me and Sean only lost 4 out of 4.
It was painful. A few of those. It was rigged.
It was rigged. If it was rigged, Amazing Spider-Man 2 would have won.
We're gonna preface this by saying, as I say, that this is built on obviously nostalgia. You know, we may remember certain ones of these and we won't have much to say about them, but you can still vote on them. If you haven't seen it, like at all, then just say, I haven't seen it. My vote doesn't count whether you want. Doesn't matter to me. All right. So we are starting off on the West Coast. We have the cartoon version of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I like that one.
Versus Disney's Bonkers.
Ace Ventura. I hated Bonkers.
Okay.
Isn't that the marsupilami?
Yeah.
It was their version of because they couldn't get the rights to Roger Rabbit, so they created Bonkers. Was kind of their
fall. I'm going to go Ace Ventura.
Same.
Ace Ventura.
Okay.
All right.
What about you?
Paul's happy. That's a plus.
What was your vote?
I probably would have gone Bonkers. I didn't really watch Ace Ventura when I was a kid.
You know, they did a crossover with The Mask.
Yes, I do remember that.
I remember it. It was awesome.
Same guy did the voice for both characters, I believe.
Weirdest thing.
Rob Paulson. Right? All right. We have Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers, versus Beavis and Butthead.
All
right.
Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers.
I agree. I wasn't allowed to watch Beavis and Butthead.
We just talked about that, too, in our South Park episode. Like, comment, subscribe. But anyway. Yeah, I'm going to go Chip and Dale. Rescue Rangers. That's one of the top five theme songs.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I feel like if we were born early 80s, we would appreciate Beavis and Butthead a lot more because we would have probably been able to watch a lot more of it. But I struggle here.
Obviously, as a kid, it was Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. But yeah. I mean,
we love the movie.
I'll go with Rescue Rangers.
Rescue Rangers.
Yeah. Rescue Rangers. All right. So good start here. Oh, Paul's going to like this one. We have South Park versus Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Oh. Dragon Ball Z. 10 trillion percent.
I've never watched Dragon Ball Z, so I guess I can't vote.
You haven't seen Dragon Ball Z?
Neither have I. I have no interest in it.
You and I are the only ones.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z then. Yeah.
All right.
South Park should have won, but okay.
South Park's still going strong.
Yep.
All right. So we have
Dragon Ball. So is Dragon Ball.
Is it? Calm down.
Yeah. Super.
Guys, we're not trying to start something here. Calm down.
That was the whole point of this.
Highest rated.
On camera, you can't do anything to us.
Is it still called Dragon Ball Z?
It's the Dragon Ball franchise.
Yeah. But South Park is still South Park.
Oh my God. All right, keep going.
Yeah, please.
Sorry. All right. We have Ed and Eddie.
Yes.
Versus the Men in Black animated series.
Ooh, Men in Black. I remember watching that. That was a fun show.
Ed and Eddie for me.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't seen Ed and Eddie, but I'm gonna go with Men in Black. I think it's just
awesome. I watched both of them. Ed and Eddie was probably a little ahead of its time. It was funny, but the Men in Black cartoon show was just kind of cheesy fun. I liked it. So I gotta go Men in Black on that one. All right. I have a feeling I know what's gonna win this because I don't think any of us watched one of these, but we have Sailor Moon versus the Wild Thornberries.
Wild Thornberries. Wild Thornberries.
Somebody turn on his microphone, please.
I will admit I have seen here and there Sailor Moon.
It used to be on before something else when I was a kid. I think it was on Nickelodeon or it was USA, one of those networks.
I think it was Fox. I don't know.
Channel 9.
Did they make a movie out of a Sailor Moon?
There's like several movies.
Oh, yeah. Like live action?
No.
Didn't they try one? Like,
there's probably a Broadway show somewhere in Japan. Yeah.
All right.
It's not Broadway.
I guess talking about one of the most classic series of all time.
Wild Thornberries.
Versus the Wild Thornberries. I'm going Sailor Moon.
I'm going to go Wild Thornberries.
The Wild Thornberries.
Even
the movie was good.
Wild Thornberries meet Rugrats.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Bruce Willis is the voice of Spike. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry, Brendan, but I'm going to go Wild Thornberries.
You're so passionate.
this is going to be. I know what's going to win here, I think, but one of these. Losing out so early is going to stink. We have The Simpsons versus Rocko's Modern Life.
I think The Simpsons just because it's a little bit more iconic. And obviously it's survived.
I like Rocko's Modern Life. I really, really do. Watching them together as an adult would be much more interesting.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think Simpsons, it's like Ronnie said, it's got that longevity. It's lasted. It's got the movie. I think Rocko was another one that was well ahead of its time and didn't know what its target audience should have been.
Yeah, it was... a show for adults on during kid time.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Yeah. It's a shame because I think Rocko's Modern Life is an underrated gem of a TV cartoon. It just shows what they could get away with back then. And it's crazy. But The Simpsons is The Simpsons. It's probably one of the most iconic cartoons ever made.
Yeah.
Even though the show should have ended 15 years ago. But we'll go with The Simpsons.
I really hope you're recording this on your screen, too.
I am.
Oh, good.
No, I'm not, actually.
I know.
I never could figure that out. I'm sorry. Okay.
Sorry, no need. Just all right. Picture at the end.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Ren and Stimpy versus Nickelodeon Doug.
Doug. I didn't like Ren and Stimpy.
Since you said Nickelodeon Doug.
I had to preface that because Disney Doug sucks.
Yeah.
And Disney Doug is not on this list. I will say that right now.
Okay. I was going to say, if you said Doug... And you incorporated everything.
No, I got you. I see.
Yes, but because you said Nickelodeon Doug, I'm going with Doug.
There we go. Yeah. I love it.
I like how we put the camera right in front of Sean. So when Ronnie looks Sean in the eye, he's staring at you guys.
All right. We've got The Angry Beavers.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Versus Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
I think I'm going to go Angry Beavers on that one. I definitely watched both, but I remember the Angry Beavers a little bit more. And then hearing about how that show ended behind the scenes is wild.
See,
I never heard that.
They storyboarded the whole thing. It was like a whole big fight between them and Nickelodeon. Yeah. And like their last episode was like a huge satire against them. I don't know. You got to look it up, though.
This is the chubby Sonic design, right? Not the sleek one. That makes a big difference.
The one with the robot and the robot chicken. I don't know if they were always in. That's the cartoon.
I think Angry Beaver. If this is the one I think it is, I'm going to go with Angry Beavers over that, or this version of Sonic the Hedgehog. This is the one where he's always eating the chili dogs, I think.
Probably.
Yeah, so that one, I think it's nice. I think Angry Beavers is probably a better show than that version of Sonic.
Angry Beavers.
All right, yeah. I was going to go Sonic. I used to watch Sonic USA Network back in the day. Yeah. But there's so many interpretations of Sonic, so I wasn't sure which one to pick. All right, I guess we're on to... Okay, we got Ace Ventura, Pet Detective versus Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Rescue Rangers.
Chocolate chip cookies. I don't know. Everybody's yelling. I love Ace Ventura. I really did. Mm-hmm. But Chip and Dale was just...
The thing with Ace Ventura is the fact that movie is so much better. It almost taints the cartoon.
I can get around that a little bit. All right, Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I gotta go Chip and Dale on this one.
Rescue Rangers.
All right.
Get some Monica.
I know what's going to win this one. Dragon Ball Z versus the Men in Black animated TV show.
Dragon Ball Z.
Men in Black.
Loser.
I'm going to go Men in Black.
I got to go Men in Black because I didn't watch Dragon Ball Z, but we can come up with a better way to determine this because I feel like...
No, you
have the tiebreaker.
If you finally want a tiebreaker today.
If you want to talk about Ian longevity, as you said with The Simpsons, Dragon Ball Z is still going on.
I'm going to pick Dragon Ball because I think the show is more iconic than Men in Black.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just didn't watch it.
I just look at who has a balloon in the Macy's Day Parade.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. I'm literally not upset about it.
It's a tough one. And that's the problem with like some of these choices. Some of them have been around for a long time.
I didn't know Dragon Ball Z started in the 80s.
Yeah.
Long. I thought that was a late 90s show. Like Pokemon and Digimon and all that.
That's just when the English version started coming out.
That was my hard part. What I was trying to come up with some ideas to give him is that shows that I know came in the 90s only got to America in the 2000s. And I'm like, well, we didn't really watch it in the 90s. I think that doesn't really fit the criteria.
When I initially started this, my idea was just 90s shows that started in the 90s. That's it. But then I was like, oh, there's so many good shows that started late 80s that went into the 90s. So, all right, we got The Simpsons versus The Wild Thornberrys.
Simpsons.
That's fair.
I really do like Wild Thornberrys. Oh, yeah. That was a very good show. Right.
We got Nickelodeon's Doug versus The Angry Beavers.
Doug.
Thank you. Okay, we got Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers versus Dragon Ball Z.
Chip and Dale.
I'm going to go Dragon Ball Z.
Again, just because I didn't watch Dragon Ball Z.
That's totally fair.
I'm going to go with Dragon Ball Z.
You guys are killing me. You're putting much more pressure on me than you did for Brendan. Again, I'm going to pick Dragon Ball Z because, again, it's still going. It's
the longevity. It's a big franchise. It's kind of like if you were to say The Simpsons versus Dragon Ball Z.
That's a better comparison almost.
Huge franchises, big movies.
We'll get there.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We might actually.
Yeah. All right. Maybe. I'm gonna this next one's gonna hurt me if it goes against me. It's gonna be The Simpsons versus Nickelodeon Doug.
I'm gonna go Nickelodeon Doug.
Thank you. I love you.
You bring up one how long the show's been going on for, and then you don't choose The Simpsons, but you choose Dragon Ball Z.
That wasn't my defining characteristic though
that was mine.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I'm
going Simpsons.
All right.
I would rather watch that than Doug. To this day,
that's a good one.
I am torn. I do think young Brendan enjoyed Doug a lot more than The Simpsons, but I do think The Simpsons probably overall has better storylines and better episodes in terms of numbers over Doug. So I'm gonna go with The Simpsons.
So tiebreaker. And now you have to honor the Dragon Ball Z. Now, the slow burn on that one.
I'm going to establish by saying, in my heart, I want to pick Nickelodeon's Doug. I don't think any episode of the original version of Doug is bad. I think they're all fantastic. Mm-hmm. The first 10 seasons of The Simpsons, I don't think can be beat. I thought that show was fantastic. It was hysterical. Oh my gosh, it's so stretched out. It's just so diluted it should have ended so long ago.
Well, that's the problem though. There's too much to make fun of in the world, so you have to.
No, that's why Simpsons, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, they're all doing the same thing. They're all just stretching out. Fox is never going to let these shows go off the air until the creators want to.
Unless it's the Cleveland Show.
God. All right. I got to get a Simpsons. If I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm just so upset. All right. Simpsons versus Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Wait, wait, wait. Say that again. Dragon Ball Z and Simpsons and Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
All right. I'm sorry, guys. I got to go Simpsons on this one.
That's fair. That is a great, great comparison. Because you look at Dragon Ball Z, especially in Japan, it is still the one of the highest grossing anime franchises. I want to say that the movies are the highest grossing anime movies of all time. At least
they're up there.
They're definitely up there. I think one of them did catch that reign for a while. But you know, you look at movies versus how much they've done. Simpsons has been around for a long time. They have one movie to their name, and they were the gold standard for a lot of animation for a long time. And that's not just because they're all yellow.
The movie held up too.
The movie still holds up.
The movie is really good.
We just talked about it on our South Park episode. Like, comment, subscribe. But we talked about how The Simpsons did a great job, even though it took way too long to do the movie.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball, as much as I love it, it's a franchise that the movies are not continuity at all. So it's confusing to begin with.
Yeah.
It's a show that you wait months, if not years, for new episodes sometimes. So I would concede it's a tough one. It's a tough apples and oranges kind of thing, but at the same time, same batch of fruit.
I'm not sure what you mean by apples and oranges. I think you could still, because both of them have missteps. Because again, who really talks about Dragon Ball GT?
I love Dragon Ball GT.
Oh, okay,
so bad.
You know, so there's some of that I would say, like, where, you know, again, there have been making missteps, and then I think Super gave Dragon Ball a resurgence, and from the little bit that I've seen about The Simpsons in the later years, there was a little bit of an uptick in quality in the last couple of seasons. So again, I think you could have a good comparison. It's a better fight than we've had some of the other ones so far. But again, as Sean has stated, Simpsons are going to be moving on. So,
all right. So we are into the next round. I feel like they cut some things off of here because I feel like we're going way too fast.
We're not
rehashing a whole series.
No,
synopsis.
But I'm looking through this and I'm not seeing certain shows that I know I put in here. So
64.
Bear with me here, guys. I'm kind of a bummed
here. It's probably doing section by section.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, what do I do?
Yeah, it could be. Maybe it could be more like the NCAA, where they have like the Northeast, South, and West bits.
Maybe.
As opposed to just West Conference and East Conference for hockey.
All right, we got Batman the Animated Series versus Pokemon.
Ooh, oh, no. Rick. I was really afraid you were going to say Gargoyles.
Oh, no, that would have
been worse.
I'm going Batman the Animated Series.
It's this one, the tough comparison bit, because you have one of the greatest Western animated things of all time with Batman the Animated Series, and you have one of the things as the juggernaut of Nintendo in Japan. So it's very much like an East versus West fight, which makes this a really tough one to kind of like, which one is the better of the two? And again, it's if you want to, you know, depend on if we're talking about longevity, technically Pokemon beats it. They had what, 23rd season just started, and 22 of them followed Ash being a 10-year-old boy collecting Pokemon. And while Batman has his own level of longevity, but he also has his spinoffs and whatnot, but I do think in terms of years, in terms of the animated show, you know, Pokemon has it right at that part. In terms of impact on childhood, I mean, the Pokemon craze was insane.
Still there.
You know, yeah.
I never got into Pokemon. I don't know why.
I tried so hard to get Sean into Pokemon.
You did. I've seen the movie.
You just didn't want to catch them all.
You did.
The Mewtwo movie. That was the only movie I ever watched. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. Don't get me wrong. It was a decent movie to watch, but I just, the trading cards, never got involved with that stuff. Just,
I think
I got to go Batman. I don't know. I know, you know.
Did you go Pokemon?
I was going to go Batman.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go Batman because I feel like for me, that's the one that if I'm going to pick between the two, I'm probably going to watch Batman. I think there's more misses in the episodes with Pokemon, I feel like, with how they told some of their stories, as opposed to me with Batman.
Okay. Ronnie, unless you're busy.
I said Batman.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
No, Batman for me. I wasn't big into the show for Pokemon. I did do, you know, the cards and stuff like that I had, and would watch the show here, there, whatever. But, I mean, it's Batman. Batman, most iconic character of all time.
And the show is,
or
just
at least
so
one of
good.
Them. Hey, that's a big.
I mean, and the show is not geared for kids. No. At least that first season. You know, once it became Batman and Robin, they might have loosened it up a little bit, but that first season is dark.
Well, it was Batman the Animated Series, then it was Batman and Robin, and then it was the New Adventures of Batman
and Robin.
And Robin. Yeah. So, all right, this could be actually a surprise, I think. I'm going to go Batman the Animated Series. Oh, wow. And I sat here thinking about it, and for me, let's preface this. I am a huge Pokemon fan. I still have all the current games. Like, I still will spend hours playing. I have gotten full completed Pokedexes at certain points. Don't hate. All right.
Appreciate.
Is Pokemon Go still going on?
Yeah. I still play Pokemon Go. It's a franchise that I love, but I don't love it for the show.
Yeah.
I watched the show. Mm-hmm. I got tired of the show, but I never got tired of the franchise. So I think that says something where as much as I love Pokemon, I don't love the show. And especially once Ash's voice changed, I hate when they do that.
Oh, yeah.
It really just takes you out of it. And then for me, like, you watch Batman, and yeah, I mean, Batman the Animated Series led to Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, the Superman Adventures, you know, Kevin Conroy as Batman. Yeah.
Mark Hamill as the Joker.
Mark Hamill as the Joker. Like, as much as I love the Pokemon franchise, it's not because of the show. A lot of people fell in love with the Batman franchise because of the show. Yeah. So I'm going to go Batman. It's tough one, though. Really tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, franchise money alone.
Yeah.
The amount of money that
Pokemon.
Both. I mean, in all honesty, Batman. That was a resurgence of Batman too after the movies.
The thing with Batman too is it's more worldwide than Pokemon is. I feel like Pokemon has had its ins and outs. Like when we were kids, it was a big thing, and then all of a sudden, like it died, and then it kind of came back.
It didn't
when Pokemon
die.
Go kind of came out.
Pokemon Go brought it to the more mainstream audience. Yeah. Like, they were still cranking out games.
Well, they were, too. But it wasn't as big as it was when we were kids.
No, but in all honesty,
it died, and then it
Pokemon changed the video game industry forever. And it made the Game Boy, a portable system, a viable system. Like, Game Boy was fine. Like, you had your Tetris, your Super Mario, but it
Paperboy
was Nintendo, the actual console. Not, I don't think they had a Game Boy version.
No, they did.
Did they? I don't know. Yeah. But I only play Pokemon, guys. But because of Pokemon, not only did Nintendo, their handheld systems take off in a way that they've beaten every other company in terms of handheld. Like, PlayStation tried with the PSP. I want to say Sega had the Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
Or not the Sega Genesis. No, the handheld
Game
one.
Gear.
Game Gear. Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
like, they all tried. Nintendo's the only one. And Pokemon is a very big factor. And the Switch is awesome. I love the Switch. Like, I play all sorts of games on it, and now, like, the Batman Arkham games just came out.
Oh, nice.
On the Switch.
Oh, wow.
The entire trilogy.
Wow.
Including Pattinson's outfit. Really? So, like, for me, like, because of Pokemon was the biggest factor in Nintendo's handheld technology moving as it did. Because you had to get the new one in order to play the new Pokemon. I was so mad. I went through the Game Boy Color, the Game Boy Advance, the DS, the DS Lite, and then...
Did you have a GameCube?
No, I never had a GameCube. I had to borrow. Matt Fujiri let me play his.
Speaking of which, kind of off topic.
So how is it speaking of which?
Well, because you were talking about GameCubes and stuff like that.
Oh.
There's a place in the Palisades Mall that sells old Nintendo's N64
Level
Game
3.
Cubes and stuff. No, it's something else. We were just there yesterday. I forget what
Danbury?
It's
called.
Palisades. I thought you said Danbury.
Yeah. Well, there is a store in the Danbury Mall that sells
Level 3.
That sells like game controllers and stuff like that. Old games.
We have Super Nintendo sitting over there.
They have hundreds of Nintendo games. Ooh. and then like 100 like N64 games.
Please don't tell producer Melanie. She loves, especially old school gaming. She is a huge.
See, I kind of want to go buy the N64 Superman game and try and actually play it.
I can't. It's so broken.
Don't do it.
All right, guys. So
you know that has multiplayer.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
All right. Okay. We've got Disney's Recess.
Ooh.
Versus Real Monsters.
Ooh. I mean,
Real Monsters.
For me, I can't speak for the rest of you. I feel like Recess came a little late for me to enjoy fully. It was still pretty good. I watched it on Saturday mornings. It was on, I think, after Doug, but I loved Real Monsters because it was just so out of left field.
Yeah. I'm going to go same thing. I think Recess came out. We were a little bit older for Recess, but I love the movie.
The movie was really good.
But I'm going to go All Real Monsters. Like, it's just such an iconic show for 90s kids. It's one of those things, like the guy holding his own eyeballs. Like, that's still...
I think that's the voice of Patrick, too.
Probably, I think so. Yeah,
yeah, but, it does sound.
And then the wormy girl is the voice of Chucky.
Yeah,
it's just great how you can hear the voices.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's like,
well, Nickelodeon recycled a lot of its actors.
Yeah,
a lot of places do. Right. CW is famous for
makes it easier.
Too. Yeah, but I'm gonna go Hot Real Monsters, Ronnie.
I'm gonna agree, Hot Real Monsters. That is a tough one though, because I did like Recess. I did love the movie too.
You're also a little younger than us. Yeah. So Recess came right, like probably perfect for you.
Yeah.
For you.
But yeah, I think the fact that Our Real Monsters was something completely different helped it. I mean, you know, Recess is very similar to like Hey Arnold and, you know, all those other shows that kind of were around the same time and themes and everything. But Our Real Monsters gives it.
Takes cake on that one.
I liked Recess more, so my vote's for Recess. It's one I have more memories of the episodes, and I'm not as big a fan of the creepy as some other people, so that's probably why I didn't care for Hot Real.
That's fair.
There's my iconic character designs, but
that show was dark. I mean, the show was literally dark. Yeah, like it was not a bright show, Hot Real Monsters. But even the opening intro was just creepy.
I mean, there is one that's a little bit darker. Which I'm sure you probably have.
Oh, it's probably on here. All right. We've got the Fantastic Four 90s cartoon.
It's so bad.
Versus Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Captain Planet is iconic. Yeah. It made me want to fight pollution. I wanted to be a Planeteer so bad.
All right. Next, we got The Tick versus Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies is one of those shows. As a child, we were young when that show was out.
Oh, we were.
We were like two.
That was Nick June. Well, yes, it was an 80s show. It literally did its entire first syndication run in the 80s, but it went at least into the middle, mid-90s on Nick Jr.
Yeah.
That's how we consumed it.
Yeah.
I love that show. I remember watching it as a kid, as young as we were. It had all the fun cutaways to other famous properties, and Nanny scared the crap out of me. It's just her legs. I remember as a kid, I had a nightmare about Nanny, and I still remember it to this day. But because all you saw were just her legs. That was it.
Yeah.
You don't know what this bitch looks like?
Ronnie?
I'm going to go Muppet Babies as well. It's just iconic.
Theme song alone. Make our dreams
Muppet true. Babies.
It's a shame. I love Muppet Babies. It's a shame we're never gonna find the show's never gonna show up on streaming. The rights for the show are so tied up in other stuff. It's just a shame because that show is so good. It is just the definition of the 80s. All right, this is an easy one. We got King of the Hill versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The 80s one?
Yes, the 80s.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage. See, this is where when I was talking with Brendan, I was like, I'm going to do just 90s show. And then I'm like, crap. That means I can't do Turtles. I got to have Turtles in here.
I do like King of the Hill.
King of the Hill came
out now, it would be a huge hit.
Yeah. Because it was a different type of humor.
Yeah. It was way ahead of its time. It was something that your teenagers and your adults would have to watch. We didn't really watch it.
Yeah.
But I do love King of the Hill, looking back at it now, watching it now. But TMNT.
I'm trying to make an argument for King of the Hill, even though I've only seen a few episodes, but I'm going to go with Turtles. I still think about the episode of King of the Hill where Bobby might be the Buddha and how that ends. And I'm like, that is such like the left-handed way of picking the answer.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things. But no, I think Turtles, the opening theme song and wanting to be like, oh, let's eat pizza. Do martial arts. It seems awesome.
I don't think anything will ever top the cartoon and then the original 90s, the first two movies.
Yes.
For Turtles. They try. It's just not working. I have not seen the new one. So
I heard
people liked it. So I will wait to hear and watch that.
Supposedly it's very good.
Yes.
But for anyone out there who doesn't know, you can now watch the original Ninja Turtles cartoon on Paramount Plus. I believe
the whole series is available.
And I've been watching it. I mean, it's great. It's just a typical 80s car. It's so good. All right, we got Hey Arnold versus Pinky and the Brain.
Ooh.
Oh, you broke up the Animaniacs.
Well, Pinky and the Brain got their own show.
They
started on Animaniacs, but then they got their own show.
I think I'm going to have to go with Footballhead.
That's a tough one. As much as
two totally different shows.
Two totally different shows.
They're both so iconic of the time, though. Like
Pinky and the Brain is so good.
I still quote, though, what are we going to do tonight, Brian?
Yeah. That's a great quote. That's why.
Yeah.
And the song and everything is so good. But
the pop culture references. It's two totally different shows.
It's funny now that we're talking about it, I'm like, wait, maybe it's not as easy as Hey Arnold.
I'm gonna go with Hey Arnold because I feel like Pinky and the Brain probably because it started out as a bit thing, like, okay, we need to fill like a 10-minute gap or what as a skit thing. I feel like you're gonna confuddle your memories of the TV show that was 30 minutes versus the little bits.
The little bits.
And I think those characters work better in the little bits, whereas some of those schemes don't lend themselves well to that 23-minute arc of an episode. So I'm going with Hey Arnold.
I'm going to go with Hey Arnold. I love Pinky and the Brain, but I remember Hey Arnold. I remember wanting Arnold's room in the attic. It was the coolest room. Yeah. Fully insulated and had a skylight. No big deal. Also, it blew my mind when you found out that Arnold's last name was actually Shortman. That's why the grandpa called him Shortman the entire time, because that was his last name, and that blew me away. I remember as a kid. But I think, you know, the movie and the fact that they still had the Paramount Plus ad with him, I think Pinky and the Brain were in one too.
Possibly.
But like, just when Patrick Stewart throws him
at the Super Bowl
ad, like, I think Arnold, Hey Arnold, and obviously creepy Helga, the fact that she was able to say, "You make my girlhood quiver" at one point. Like, that was one of those examples of something that went over our head. But it's also one of those shows that they still have theories about. Like, there are theories that, like, Helga's mom is actually an alcoholic, and that's why she always has a drink in her hand, she's always depressed. Like, there's a lot more to that show, and I think, as much as I love Pinky and the Brain, it worked better as a short.
Hey Arnold was one of those shows that I think just, it showed us a snapshot of stuff we've not really seen on a cartoon. It's like that urban in the city.
It was almost like, you know, real life.
It was. And they never did anything I thought that was over the top ridiculous. They did have like a ghost episode.
The ghost episode and Pigeon Man.
Pigeon Man. I don't remember the Pigeon Man one.
Like, literally gets carried away by pigeons.
Yeah.
But I will say that show also tackled some real life issues. Bullying, depression, Stoop Kids Afraid to Leave a Stoop. And even better, the Stoop Kid episode.
And he finally does.
He does. But the problem is he doesn't learn anything from it.
Yeah.
All he learns is now how to harass people on the street. For that to be the ending of a kid's show that should be wrapped up in a nice bow, Brady Bunch style. It did some bold choices.
Monkey Man.
Monkey Man.
But like the snow episode with the summer episode, that they were literally the same episode, but you know, the two hats. I always thought that was great. The one I always remember is the one where he has the list of the things to do on a Saturday morning, and everything is just going wrong for him.
Yeah,
so good. All right, we've got Cat Dog versus Aladdin the series, the Disney Aladdin.
I'm gonna go Aladdin the series. I remember watching it, and I remember Cat Dog too. Cat Dog had a great theme, but Aladdin was Aladdin. It was part of it. It had the clout of the movies to back it. And also, it did a crossover with Hercules, the animated series.
Yes.
And like, just for that alone, it just gives me, like, Cat Dog was great, but it also led to too many existential questions about my own existence.
Well, that's your problem.
Like, where do they poop?
Oh,
yeah.
This is what 10-year-old Paul Magliano would think about.
They share a butthole in the middle.
They share a butthole
in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look it up.
So, I don't want to.
Roddy, what are you going with?
I'm going Cat Dog. I think,
for the reasons he just mentioned.
Yeah. For the butthole. Now, to me, it is a better show than Aladdin was. Now, Aladdin overall, because of obviously the movie and stuff like that. Yes. The Aladdin universe, or whatever you want to say.
Aladdiverse.
Yeah, the Aladdiverse.
We made it a thing.
Is obviously better. But like, if you're taking shows side by side and you're looking at the quality of the shows, I think Cat Dog is better.
I'm not doing that. I like Aladdin mostly because Cat Dog to me just seemed one of those, like, Nickelodeon would come out with some really stupid, silly shows sometimes, so I would say like Ren and Stimpy would fall into that for me. Cat Dog, I feel like, maybe not the Angry Beavers, but there are a few other ones that were, there was like definitely like SpongeBob. There are just shows where to me these are just stupid, and like, I'm not wasting my time with this, so I'm going with Aladdin.
Every dislike on this video is because Brendan just said he hates SpongeBob.
I
do not like SpongeBob. I don't care who knows.
I even as a kid, I thought Cat Dog was just a little too ridiculous for me. I did watch it, it had its moments, but Aladdin I thought was the best of the series of the Disney films. I thought it did the better job. I think it had the better characters to really create a series, because I mean, it's Aladdin, you know, the adventures of Aladdin with the genie and with Abu and, you know, Yabba Yago in there. So I thought Aladdin was the better of those TV series. Yeah. So I got to go Aladdin. All right.
You guys can be wrong.
That's true.
I included this one show because, again, I was like, yeah, maybe we did watch it in the early 90s when we were really young, but we have not this one. Johnny Bravo versus the Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus.
Wow.
Oh, see?
Okay, hands down, I'm sorry, it's Magic School Bus. Johnny Bravo, I was thinking of... Oh, yes, you're gonna agree.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, I thought he was. Yes, thank you. I was thinking about this on the way up here. I'm like, Johnny Bravo is just a dumb idiot. I'm like, no, there's no. I don't. That's why I never watched it per se. Because I'm like, this is a dumb idiot guy. I'm not gonna watch a story about a dumb idiot trying to pick up girls. No, I'm not gonna do that.
You hang out with us when we were younger.
I didn't know any better, maybe.
Dumb idiots, not
that. But no, I didn't. Like, Magic School Bus was a show. Again, I think that it came from the books, and the books were fantastic. I always loved the outer space book episode the best. But I felt like it did all those things that a good teacher would, where it kind of
Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle had ace up her sleeve all the time with her magic, but she kind of relied on the students to kind of come up with a solution. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, we have a leak in the bus, and that's stomach acid coming in. Well, hopefully you kids know a trick or two to figure this out, you know, before our magic is out of here. And I just felt like that show was, one, it's out of left field because it wasn't on one of your usual,
PBS.
PBS, so it wasn't Fox, it wasn't Disney, it wasn't Nickelodeon.
Funded by users like you.
Exactly. And I just think it was a great adaptation of the book, and I think that series, as short as it was compared to Johnny Bravo, I think is the way better show.
All said.
Than Johnny Bravo.
All said. Paul?
I'm gonna be against the grain. I'm gonna say Johnny Bravo. Scratch that. The Magic School Bus is the clear winner, just to annoy Brendan. But in all honesty, I think we were a little young for Johnny Bravo. It was definitely a little bit more geared towards like the teenagers, older, and we were right before that. Like, I think Johnny Bravo is still an iconic character. He's very funny. Yeah. Like, there's the things they got away with on that show.
Yeah.
Like, they make some very casual, inappropriate jokes, and some of them are well past what would be considered okay today. But for me, I was never a Magic School Bus fan for a couple of reasons. One, Arnold died in space. Just so everybody's clear, Arnold actually died.
Did he though? Did you see it happen?
Yes. He's frozen to death. Like, just blue face. Like, it's horrific. I'm not going to edit this episode much, but I'm going to put that image there.
But he comes back to life.
Because of magic. He still died, and they don't even talk about the trauma. Also,
what trauma?
What? Also, I had a fear as a child that the Magic School Bus was inside me at some point.
Oh,
that was an irrational fear as a child.
You know, that's how they do colonoscopies, right?
I was 8. Things I didn't need to worry about, but I was worried about that Magic School Bus floating around like, hey, check out that. It's normally bigger in other people. But anyway.
Well, the liver?
Yeah, don't worry about it. But also, I will point out that Miss Frizzle was also jacked. There's a great meme of her. Like bench pressing 4 plates each side, no arch back. Frizzle's on the juice, man. But obviously, Magic School Bus is more iconic. It's got a bigger fan base. Yeah. It's like your Bill Nye the Science. It was when learning stuff was fun.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, I was, I guess you could say, quote unquote, like a book nerd. Like, I liked school back then
when it was coloring.
Yeah, you know,
when school was, you know, easy
coloring in shapes. Ronnie
learned stuff too from it. Like, and doesn't. Rot your brain, you know, as your parents would say, you know.
I don't remember watching the show, but I do remember reading the books, and I could be wrong, but there used to be like computer games for it as well.
Oh, yeah,
probably.
I think they had them in our elementary school, so I do remember that.
You guys remember Math Blaster?
Do you remember Super Munchers?
I was also a big fan of Carmen Sandiego.
Carmen Sandiego.
Fantastic. Yeah. The show was fine too. Is that on this list? Carmen Sandiego?
We'll find out.
Possibly. Oh, all right, we got Real Monsters versus Batman the Animated Series.
Batman the Animated Series.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh no.
All right, we got Captain Planet versus Muppet Babies.
Oh no.
I'm gonna go with Captain Planet on this one.
I'm gonna go Muppet Babies on this one.
Okay. Ronnie.
Make your dreams come true. The planet was screwed anyway.
It still is.
It still is. But imagination never dies.
I'm gonna go Muppet Babies.
Okay. Yes. I gotta go Muppet Babies on this. That movie just tugs at my heart. I love that. That still tugs at my heart.
I feel like it's retribution for last episode.
Not gonna lie though, I love Captain Planet. That's a show I would rewatch.
Yeah.
And also the Don Cheadle bit when he plays. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, we got Hey Arnold versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage.
Hey, Arnold.
Wow. Oh, my gut says on this one. Teenage. I'm going to go with Teenage, I say. Just because I think that's more iconic for me, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that.
Right, so you said, hey, Arnold, and yeah. We got two Teenage.
Yeah. Are you going to tie it up or are you going to?
It's tough. It's tough because I love Hey, Arnold. I really do. But I got to go Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. That's fine.
It's just,
They're both great shows.
No, yeah. I just.
That's the problem with this. You can't go wrong with, well, now you can't really go wrong with what you choose.
I don't know. Right? When I said my answer, everybody looked at me and they were like, oh, you.
I was surprised.
I'm not knocking it.
I feel knocked.
What did I just do here?
I don't know. We're waiting on you, though.
Hold on. Sorry. I screwed something up.
That's okay.
All right. I'm just going to keep talking here because I had one matchup that was different, and now it's...
Well, he's figuring that out. Again, we're talking about, I know it's a little bit slightly off of, but like learning from educational TV. Yeah. People talk about Bill Nye all the time. I'm a huge fan. I don't like Bill Nye as much as I liked Beakman's World. Did any of you guys watch Beakman's World growing up?
No.
Beakman's World was a show where you had people write in and ask him different questions about science mm-hmm. things. Mm. So, and I like that potpourri more of like, you're going to learn about how a cyclone works in one segment, and then you're going to learn how you're able to put recordings on a cassette tape, because that's how old the show is, to actually play things out. And whereas when Bill Nye only talked about one topic for 30 minutes, I felt like it was a lot of times like beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
So that was always my preference in my educational TV shows growing up. You know, and actually I would put Mr. Wizard over Bill Nye as well. Anybody remember Mr. Wizard?
No.
Man, I am really showing my age here. I would get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning just to watch Mr. Wizard some days.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did here, guys. I'm sorry. I screwed up something.
You probably can go along the side and continue doing the matchups that way.
That's what I'm trying to do, but every time I touch one of the pictures, they disappear.
Oh, dang.
Okay, so the matchup was supposed to be Disney's Aladdin versus Magic School Bus.
So let us talk about that while you figure everything that's going on to technical side.
It's just messing up everything. I don't know what is going on here. All right, so yeah, keep talking. I'm going to quickly try and figure this out. We may want to split this into two episodes or something like that.
Okay. I'm going to go Magic School Bus.
Yeah, no, I think that too. And also one thing I liked about Magic School Bus as well was like at the end, they would almost like fact check themselves, like having like pretend like the students were calling. Like,
yeah.
You know, it would take much longer to travel between Uranus and Neptune. They're like, we know that I picked the wrong planet.
You picked the worst planets. Oh, all the things you could have done.
I said the worst planet is Pluto because it's not one.
Yeah, but
the dwarf planet now. We're just watching those clues.
You're a dwarf planet now.
But no, I thought that was really cool. They kind of fact checked themselves so kids were understand like, yeah, no, this was, we had to make some changes because it's a TV show. But yes, it actually would take like 30 years for the traveling to happen. Don't fact check me, please, now.
All right, so we got Magic School Bus beating
Aladdin.
Disney's Aladdin. So our next matchup is Batman the Animated Series versus Muppet Babies.
All right, I'll take it away, which means I'm going to talk now.
What? Jeez, God, somebody's a little...
All right, so Batman versus Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I'm
going Batman.
I'm going to go Batman.
Yeah,
Batman. Not tough at all.
Yeah.
All right, you're not giving me a problem there. I'm good. All right. Nice. I love Muppet Babies, but Batman is the better show.
Yeah.
Magic School Bus versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Charles.
All right, good. Okay.
Shut up, Miss Frizzle.
I'm actually kind of surprised Magic School Bus went that far.
All right.
Pretty magical.
Batman versus Turtles.
Batman. They also did a movie, Batman versus Ninja Turtles, and Batman 1. So I think that's
they did a Batman versus Ninja Turtles.
They did.
I'm going.
I know you're going Turtles.
Turtles. I like the Turtles more than the Batman when I was a kid.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. No, you're not Batman.
I knew you two were going Batman. I feel like Sean's gonna go Batman too.
You're gonna do it. Just
yeah, I'm sorry. I gotta go Batman. Yeah. It's the Batman
is wrong, but it's a
better show.
All right.
So I think this is the winner of this first half of the bracket.
Okay.
So my bracket is 64. Hopefully, unless I screwed something totally up on this, which is extremely possible. But so The Simpsons versus Batman the Animated Series.
Batman the Animated Series.
Okay. Longevity means jack right now.
Yeah, no.
It's too far ahead now that I got to worry about longevity.
For these two shows, it's what will I put on right now to be entertained? And that is Batman the Animated Series.
I'm going The Simpsons.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm gonna go Batman. That to me just had more of an imprint on me as a child. And well, I got to say, I like to watch Simpsons when I was younger. I think Batman had much more of an impact on me.
Sean?
It's tough. It's tough. My nostalgia is just, I gotta go Batman, the animated series. I just think it's, again, I will state that I think if the Simpsons had stopped after like season 15, I don't think anything could beat it. But because the show is just so stretched out now and it's just not as good, I think is another reason why I gotta go Batman on this one. All right, let's see. And did I screw this up somehow?
So the
All
shows I'm
right,
expecting.
so
Oh,
sorry,
good.
no, keep going,
I
keep
was like,
going.
shows I'm expecting to hear. Because he mentioned Ace Adventure, I'm like, are we gonna get Beetlejuice? Or are there any of these other movies that, like, I mean, you mentioned Men in Black, that's another one that was a movie to a TV
Oh
show.
man.
You know, there was a bunch of those at one point.
Yeah.
You know, that was, messing up, not messing up, I think adding more Colette to the Saturday morning cartoon block.
Where's Street Sharks?
Oh my goodness, you're
Rocket
right.
Power.
Double Dragon.
Double Dragon.
Brendan's really freaking out during this. He was
See,
so
like,
maintained during
yeah,
Multiverse
right.
Fancast, but now suddenly we get to a couple of shows and he's just like, oh my God, Sailor Moon.
Thundercats.
The Thundercats
And
are good.
Savage Dragon? Remember that one?
No.
Okay.
Jackie Chan Adventures. That was a good one.
Which one?
Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yes, Jackie Chan Adventures was really good.
Who'd win in a fight, Jackie Chan Adventures or the Men in Black?
Jackie
Ooh.
Chan.
Yeah,
You
I'm gonna
think
go
Jackie
Jackie
Chan?
Chan.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Men in Black have alien technology. He's got magic.
I was gonna say, like, are you talking about with weapons or without
With
weapons?
weapons, obviously.
Oh yeah, it's
Yeah,
like a fair fight almost.
With weapons.
With weapons.
They can shoot him at a
Yeah.
distance, that noisy
I was
cricket.
gonna say
Yeah, but
that.
they got the talismans in Jackie Chan Adventures. He's got immortality as one of them.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay, that's a little tough, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got laser blasts as another one. Yeah, Jackie Chan, no big deal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Jackie
no big
Chan.
deal.
I'm trying to think, like, back in the, I mean.
All right, moving on. So we now know who won the East Coast part of this bracket, West Coast part of this bracket. We are on to the East Coast. So our first matchup over here is Pepper Ann versus Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck, come on.
What are you looking at me for?
Pepper Ann. Pepper Ann.
All
No,
right.
that's the Rescue Rangers. All
All right.
I was just looking to let it go.
Oh, you're mixing it. You're mixing it, guys. All right. We got the Hercules animated series versus Where on Earth is Carmen
Oh
Sandiego?
no. So I don't know if you guys knew Hercules did a crossover with the Aladdin show.
I
I'm
did
from
not,
San
Paul.
Diego.
Please talk about it.
There is a scene where Aladdin swings into Hercules, like trying to kick him,
Yeah.
and just stops and he falls backwards. He's like, oh no, because Hercules is super strong. I'm gonna go Carmen Sandiego though.
Yeah.
A, I love that franchise growing up. Like the game show, the video games, like I was all about it.
Yeah.
Never caught Carmen Sandiego, that crafty bitch. But
She was in San Francisco.
she was
She's
probably.
always in San Francisco.
Yep. But I love it. I think even more as an adult, like you look at like the names of like the stupid characters,
Just in
like
time.
yeah, like some of them are really funny. And just it was another example of like we were learning stuff and we were, engaging and it was,
Yeah.
in the guise of it was video games that were good for you.
I was gonna
Yeah.
say it made learning fun.
You make learning fun, Ronnie.
A. Oh wait.
Carmen San Diego.
Yeah, Carmen Sandiego was one of those properties that I think they had so many different versions of it. You had the
Yeah.
cartoon show, you had the live action game show, you had the computer games, which I remember playing the most. Like, it was like if you found her two bumbling, like
Yeah.
sidekicks, you knew you were on the right track, that type of thing. But I mean, obviously geography, it was a big factor of learning what to do with that. So
Yeah.
gotta go with Carmen Sandiego. And then, as I've said, I think Aladdin is the best of the Disney movies that were turned into TV shows. All right, we got Rocket Power
Yes.
versus SpongeBob SquarePants.
Rocket Power.
Yeah.
Oh, Ronnie's having an actual crisis right now.
I'll give you more time to think. I'm gonna go with
Please.
Rocket Power. I just again,
For a second, I thought you were just making it into a full sentence just to get in this.
So, fun fact, again, originally I was not going to include either of these shows because they didn't air until 1999. So I feel like they're more 2000 shows than they were 90s shows because when I originally wanted to do this, I wanted it to just be 90s.
Don't be
But
such a shooby, you squid.
I know.
God.
But yeah, no, I think Rocket Power was,
I'm
I mean, it
dying
was a
inside.
nice, it was like the beginning of the post Rugrats Doug era of cartoon shows on Nickelodeon. It was an, oh, it was like, all right, this is kind of fun. And it has that trope of the new kid trying, oh, what are these extreme sports? Because X Games was big at the time.
It was the era of the extreme sports. Like, we talked
Tony
about it in an
Hawk.
extremely
Yeah.
goofy movie,
Yeah.
Tony Hawk, Brink, things like
Yeah.
that,
Yeah.
Mighty
What did you
Ducks.
pick?
I didn't pick yet.
You gotta pick, man, because I gotta make a decision. If you're gonna go SpongeBob, I gotta think of my
wait.
You
should probably just think of it to begin with, and he might not have to make a choice.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna know. That's the whole point. I'm not supposed to, you know.
So
wow. This is
tough.
Longevity.
We really could use that logic here because
or if we were to put on an episode of one or the other, which one would you want to watch?
Depends on what timeline of SpongeBob you want to watch.
That's true.
Yeah.
Stop giving Ronnie answers.
This could have been like a final for me. Like this.
So Ronnie, if I told you that upstairs SpongeBob is playing and downstairs Rocket Power is playing, where are you gonna go?
I would probably go down here because I haven't seen Rocket Power. Because SpongeBob is still on, so you can still see SpongeBob here and there. But Rocket, if it was Kid Me, Rocket Power, hands down. I didn't really watch SpongeBob until a lot older because it wasn't really a big thing when it first started. It wasn't until like the late 2000s that it really kind of popped up and was really big. It was more big for, you know, in my case, my younger brothers, while Rocket Power is more for us. Mm-hmm. I'm going Rocket Power.
Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah.
I was actually, if you went SpongeBob, I was going to go SpongeBob with you. And I had a whole legitimate reason. I was like,
well, why SpongeBob? Why would you say
SpongeBob? So, Rocket Power is a perfect snapshot of that late 90s, early 2000s, you know, as Paul just said, with the, you know, X Games and the rollerblading and the skateboarding.
It was a magical time.
It was. Yeah. I mean, it was. And it's a great show. I defend SpongeBob because I do think that first 4 or 5 seasons, there are some freaking hilarious episodes of that show. Again, much like Family Guy, much like The Simpsons, I think it's just been on way too long, and it's just gotten so ridiculously dumb.
It has its funny moments past season 5, where it is still a good quality show.
Mm-hmm.
I no reason for me to watch it now, so I haven't watched it in God knows how long.
Yeah,
but I do know, like for the first, you know, 8 years or so, It was good.
Yeah. I love Squidward. Squidward is just one of his characters.
Yeah. That's because we all turned into him.
Yeah. Not really. Not that bad. I'm not supposed to be here today.
That's fair.
All right. So Rocket Power moves on. All right. We got the Little Mermaid TV series versus Superman, the animated series.
Superman, the animated series. I don't even remember the Little Mermaid.
Yeah. I remember it used to be on the Disney Channel. It was, I think it was Channel 11 used to have all the Disney cartoons on them, the afternoon Disney movies stuff. Yeah. So
I didn't even know Little Mermaid was a TV show.
I didn't know it was.
Superman. Yeah. Superman moves on. I can't even defend Little Mermaid. I mean, again, I don't even remember the plot lines of that show. What did they do?
Yeah.
Like, probably swam.
All right. We got the Powerpuff Girls versus Rugrats.
Rugrats.
I'm going to go with Rugrats,
I thought he was going to say Powerpuff.
I thought he was, too.
Haven't seen Powerpuff Girls.
I liked it as a kid, and it's still, I think for the most part, it still holds up.
Blossom, Buttercup.
And
I didn't watch Powerpuff Girls. I feel like that just came out just right around the time I was just not interested.
I wanted to watch the live-action show that they were doing at the CW, and it went through production hell and cancellation and all this, just because I love, who's the girl from Avengers? Not Avengers, from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the main girl. She was supposed to be Blossom, I think.
Oh, really?
Very interesting cast.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Did you show you how bad it was with Powerpuff Girls when you guys had a fan feedback Friday about picking your team? I had to look up, what's the redheaded one girl's name called?
That was Blossom.
All right, we've got the Mighty Ducks animated series versus Tailspin.
Oh,
I know my decision.
I watched the Mighty Ducks more.
Really?
Yeah.
Tailspin, Mighty Ducks, Brendan?
I enjoy the Mighty Ducks more. I'm going to go with Mighty Ducks.
All right. This is like my first real big decision. I'm going to take Tailspin.
Oh, all right.
Love Tailspin. I love that show because it's like watching a 30s and 40s classic movie. Like Casablanca-ish kind of feel to it. Like those old, serials and stuff. I love it. Plus, it's like the Jungle Book characters. And The Jungle Book is so underrated to me. I love the Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to get producer Melanie down here for this one.
She's not coming out here.
Oh, we got the Lion King's Timon and Pumbaa versus Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears.
Do you remember the Lion King, Timon and Pumbaa?
Do I remember it? I think I remember it more than Gummy Bears.
Oh, that's
Gummy Bears is like, Gummy Bears for him is probably just I don't know if it was on when he was
probably not. To me, it's Timon and Pumbaa because I think those are two of the greatest characters ever in Disney.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Gummy Bears. That was my show as a kid. Yeah. Every morning on the Disney Channel was the Gummy Bears.
Hey, you and my wife oddly bonded over that.
We did. We sang the theme song together. It was a magical moment.
No alcohol was involved.
No, I was drunk. I was drunk.
The first time.
I was drunk that night. That was the night Joe and Daniela were like gone. Yeah. All gone that night.
I don't know what you're talking about. Keep going.
All right. We got Batman Beyond versus Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Batman Beyond. Shut up, Ryan.
I'm going Courage.
Deep reasoning?
Name one other character in that show.
There aren't. There's the old guy. Yeah, that's it. All right. But I did like Courage the Cowardly Dog. It was
a fine show.
It was dark.
It was so depressing.
It was like dark humor. Before dark humor was a thing. I don't know.
Cartoon Network had those shows where they were not geared to like little kids. They tried not to be Nickelodeon. Yeah. They were like, this has got to be like your
for the teenagers.
10, 11, 12 year olds who, you know, kind of get the humor a little more.
Mm-hmm. That, or again, they were trying to do more of like what the Flintstones and the Jetsons did, where they, you know, they told things that went over the kids' heads.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, like those shows did.
I am going to go Batman Beyond, even though I didn't watch it on a regular basis. It's Eric Matthews.
And Kevin Conroy
does come back as Batman.
And absolutely. Return of the Joker. Chef's kiss.
Right. So now we got Where on Earth is Carmen Sandiego versus Darkwing Duck.
That's tough. I'm actually going to go Darkwing Duck on that one. Ooh. I loved Darkwing Duck as a kid.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I'm going to go with Carmen Sandiego.
Ooh. This is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
I can see that. I guess for me, Darkwing at times was a little too silly for my liking with some of the antics. So.
Ooh, Sean. Who'd win in a fight? Carmen Sandiego on the run from Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be the ultimate. Oh, wow. That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be.
I would love it.
Not
even that. That crossover where they have to like go country to country and they're learning about. Oh, my God.
How did they not?
Some Hollywood write this.
we should write this.
Miss Frizzle has magic.
But Carmen Sandiego is Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
San Francisco. We already established this.
She got away.
All right. So we got a vote for Darkwing. We got a vote for Carmen Sandiego. Ronnie, what are you going with here?
I'm going to go with Darkwing. Okay. Yeah.
All right. There we go. Right. I'm going to, because technically I should only break the tie, but I agree with Darkwing. I'm just saying.
I don't know your opinion if you don't tell me.
You can't break a tie for three people.
Communication.
No. I hate you.
Apparently his biased answers are the real reason. No.
All right, we got Rocket Power versus Superman, the animated series.
Rocket Power.
Superman, the animated series.
Superman. You can disagree.
After the amazing existential crisis that Ronnie had 5 minutes ago, I would not hold it against you just for Ronnie's standing.
No, but this is legitimate for me. I did not watch Superman as much as Batman, so I gotta go Rocket Power. I mean, for that 2 year span, Rocket Power was like the show.
Yeah,
I loved it
until they changed Squid's voice.
I don't recall that though.
I do. It was bad. Shoobies.
All right, we got Rugrats versus Tailspin.
Rugrats.
Damn. Rugrats one of the greatest, but I love Tailspin. So
sometimes you just don't want responsibilities anymore.
All right, we got Gummy Bears versus Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond.
I hate you all.
I swear to Gummy Bears. Just have
the pendulum swinging back hard.
Your old soul is showing again.
It is. I love it.
Get some new shoes then.
I love it. All right, Darkwing Duck versus Rocket Power.
Rocket Power.
Darkwing Duck versus Rocket Power. I'm just going to give it a Darkwing on this one.
Oh, this is a hard one for me.
Just trying to ruin your life.
I love Darkwing. I know. I mean, hey, it's fair. I love this. This is fun. I love Darkwing Duck, but I think Rocket Power is the better of the two.
All right. That's fair.
All right. Rugrats versus Batman Beyond.
Rugrats.
Love Batman Beyond. I can watch it anytime, but Rugrats was such a defining moment of so many of our childhoods.
Yeah.
And the movie's pretty good too.
No, I'm gonna hold out. I'm gonna hold out for Batman the Beyond. Tape.
What was that?
The orange tape.
That was Nickelodeon. Orange VHS tape. I gotta go Rugrats here because that's fine, that is, I mean, I'm not a fan of the movies, really honestly. I feel like the movies kind of I didn't care for the Rugrats movie. I thought
the first one was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was too, it wasn't just, it would, they, I don't know, just didn't do it for me. I hated Dill.
No, that was the point. You weren't supposed to like Dill.
I hated Dill. Dill Pickle. God. Who does that to their child?
You know what's even crazier? Apparently the parents were only 33 years old.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
And you know what's even crazier is it was all made up in Angelica's head.
Oh no, that's not your
theory. I've heard that theory.
That's a heartbreaking theory. I don't want to go down that road. All right, guys. I think this is for the winner of, not the winner overall, but the winner of this side of the bracket. We have Rocket Power versus Rugrats.
Rugrats.
I'm gonna go with Rugrats.
Come on, Ronnie.
I'm going to me, I would rather watch Rocket Power. But
a baby's
got to do what a baby's got to do.
I'm saying I would rather watch Rocket Power. However, Rugrats is the better show.
Rugrats just so iconic. It's so iconic.
So good.
All righty. On to the next side of the bracket. We have The Adventures of Spider-Man. The 90s Spider-Man.
Okay, 90s
Spider-Man. Daniel Bond Spider-Man. There's so many different shows. I wanted to make sure I got the ones correct. Versus Tiny Toon Adventures.
Spider-Man.
Tiny Toon Adventures?
I love Tiny Toons. Yes. And it's a tough one. It is a very tough one. And I would understand, Sean. I totally do.
I got to break it on Tiny Toons. Tiny Toons was just so amazing for me. I loved it. How I Spent My Summer Vacation. I still watch it. It's so good.
Between my iconic bits, then I do always feel like the way they handled the symbiote saga in an animated Spider-Man show to me is a definitive way.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about iconic things, I just wanted to put that out there on the record. Moving on.
No, that Spider-Man TV show I think is probably the gold standard of.
Yeah. It introduced the Spot before the new Spider-Man movie did.
Oh God,
the Spot.
All right, we got Futurama versus Dexter's Laboratory.
Ooh, I'm gonna go Dexter's.
Oh, Futurama.
I'm surprised you guys. I'm gonna go Futurama.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I was never a big Futurama fan. I like Dexter's. I gotta break it on Dexter. I'm sorry.
To me, Dexter's voice is just too annoying.
Did you ever see the side by side picture of the Dexter's Laboratory characters and the Big Bang Theory characters?
Yeah,
like the same.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
All right. We got Care Bears versus X-Men.
X-Men.
Yeah.
I really wanted Care Bears and Gummy Bears.
Bear versus Bear. Who wins?
Nah, X-Men. Yeah, X-Men.
All right. I was such a Care Bears fanatic when I was, because again, Disney Channel used to show Care Bears, but X-Men, I didn't watch it as a kid. I've watched it once Disney Plus came around, and it's really, really good.
So good.
Really do enjoy it. All right, we got Back to the Future, the animated series.
God, which I vaguely remember. Say Bill and Ted.
No, I don't have Bill and Ted on this. Damn it. Sorry.
I remember that.
Bobby's World.
Oh, I'm going to go Bobby's World.
Yeah. Bobby's World.
All right, I agree. Because I don't really
remember Back to the Future.
Yeah. It was not on that long, and I kind of regret putting it on the list, but I just thought it would be a fun little, you know,
thing.
But Bobby's World, I remember because it was on before Power Rangers.
Yes.
On Fox Kids. Yes. I remember that.
It's almost like they have marketing geniuses.
Bracket Fights, what are you doing to me here?
Did it break again?
No, it's just I don't like the matchup. Okay. It's Animaniacs versus Gargoyles.
Oh, well, actually, but he's just remembering.
That's easy for me.
Gargoyles. I wasn't sure.
Animaniacs for me.
I got to go Gargoyles.
Thank you. So thank you.
But I love Animaniacs, but Gargoyles.
Yeah. Animaniacs was a good show. It had a lot. It was really good with the skit thing. You had the geography song, which is pretty great as well.
The Prince thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Nurse. You know, also, it has some good bits in there. It's just Gargoyles. It's just so much.
Gargoyles.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got Daria. I don't know how many of us actually watched Daria.
I remember Daria.
Versus Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
I don't think we were Daria's target audience.
So. No. So either. That's why I was like, because that falls in the Beavis and Butthead.
It was the older cartoons.
But she was milder than Beavis and Butthead. Less goofy than Goof Troop. I'm going to vote in for Daria.
I got to go Goof Troop.
Got to represent.
Wow, this side of the bracket's killing me here. All right, we got The Real Ghostbusters versus DuckTales.
Real Ghostbusters.
Real Ghostbusters.
I got to go Ghostbusters on this one.
That's a tough one, though. Like,
I was waiting for the where's the woo at some point.
No, because I'll have to do the whole song. We're not ready for that.
No, we don't want to be demonetized.
All We got Cow and Chicken versus The Incredible Hulk.
I'll take The Incredible Hulk.
I'll go with The Incredible Hulk because I don't really remember either per se, but I remember The Incredible Hulk more.
See, yeah. I remember Cow and Chicken more, so I'm going Cow and Chicken.
You're going to make me hungry.
What came first, the cow or the chicken?
Whatever I order.
I'll be honest, I didn't watch either of these shows, so I really don't know which way to vote. I feel like Cow and Chicken is more remembered than the Incredible Hulk cartoon series.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry, I gotta go Cow and Chicken.
You're the one in charge of this
one. I already feel like I'm getting like cursed in people's heads here.
In the comment section.
All right, we got Dexter's Laboratory versus Tiny Toon Adventures.
Tiny Toon Adventures.
All right, I'm liking this.
Now he's liking it.
All right, we got X-Men versus Bobby's World.
X-Men.
Sounds easy.
Both Fox shows.
Mm, yeah. Fox killed it in the animation department until WB took over.
Yeah.
A lot of shows moved because Animaniacs began on Fox, and then they moved over to WB. Gargoyles versus Goof Troop.
Gargoyles.
Goof Troop.
Shut up, Ryan.
I'm a sucker for Goofy.
I got to say Gargoyles.
Yeah.
Oh, God, if this ending thing is Gargoyles versus X-Men, I'm going to really have some trouble.
And then the fight is next.
This is going to be easy. Real Ghostbusters versus Cow and Chicken.
Real Ghostbusters.
We're done with that now. All right. Getting down to the nitty gritty, guys. Tiny Toon Adventures versus X-Men.
X-Men. Go ahead, Ronnie. Be that guy.
Growing up, it was Tiny Toons for me.
Okay,
that's fair.
That's the only reason.
I love Tiny Toons, and especially now as an adult, looking back, like the beer episode, like some of the things that they've got away with. But I also look at what am I going to put on right now as an adult? Like, I appreciate both shows. I think they were both defining, and
can we even find Tiny Toons? Like,
I don't even know if you can find any Tiny Toon stuff other than Space Jam. Throw up in my mouth.
Space Jam and New Legacy.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah. I haven't done that.
You guys just all agree. Why?
No,
this is too hard. But I gotta say X-Men.
It's a tough
You're
one.
Saying X-Men just to give him a
kiss. No.
Between
no,
X-Men and Gargoyles.
No.
It's
but no, it is.
It's just, it's also like a testament to both shows. Yeah. Like, look at just the theme songs alone. Both iconic. One has no words in it.
Yeah.
Like, but just they invoke every single 90s emotion you can possibly have.
Okay. We got Gargoyles versus the Real Ghostbusters.
Gargoyles.
I was taking
the Ghostbusters franchise out of it, like the live action movies and all that. I love the Real Ghostbusters show, but I watched every single episode of Gargoyles. It was dark. It was something that was, it made us feel more mature as children. Like the first episode, he talks about like, you pay a man enough, he'll walk barefoot through hell. Like what? On a kid show? This is after school. We were watching this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, my favorite memories of it was they used to be on for an hour on like Friday and Saturday nights at like 10 o'clock on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
So I always remember like that was like part of my perfect Saturday night when I was like.
There was a lot. Yeah, they syndicated a lot of that. Yeah. And also, I'll strangely admit, it's my first time ever shipping two characters that were not the same species. Anyway, somebody please segue.
As much as I love the mythos of the Real Ghostbusters, how they were able to tie it into the original movie at points, how you find out that the boogeyman was the impetus for why Egon did all this stuff, which I think they should have done. But at least by the third movie, at least if not this movie, which again, they're not going that way. I think it was a great, and they had the extreme Ghostbusters with the Thanksgiving episode, which I think was amazing.
Yeah.
Gargoyles, I do think I love how they did the mythology they threw in the Shakespeare. Like Paul was saying, made you feel like as a kid you're smarter now because you actually are getting being exposed to these different references and this different way of the world, thinking about the world.
Yeah, Gargoyles is just one of those shows that just hit all the right levels. It was clearly not designed to be a kid friendliest show. It was definitely geared toward older kids. The Real Ghostbusters is, in my opinion, I think it's one of the top 80s cartoons out there. It continued a franchise that there was such a huge gap. There was a 5-year gap between Ghostbusters 1 and Ghostbusters 2. So a lot of kids grew up on the cartoon to the point where they changed
Oh, yeah.
So many characters looked in the sequel of Ghostbusters, then they added Slimer more into the movie because the cartoon became so popular. So great. And obviously the toys. I don't know. Were there Gargoyle toys?
There were.
There were, but it wasn't nearly.
But the Ghostbusters toys.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Yeah. We'll also never forget when we met Ernie Hudson and he told the story about how he tried out for the role of Winston. They said he didn't sound enough like Ernie Hudson.
Yeah, I know.
Which is wild.
To the point where they, I think it's Arsenio Hall who does the voice of Winston.
It's
in
like
the
when
show.
Charlie Chaplin came in third place in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest. True story.
All right, Paul. Here we go. X-Men versus Gargoyles.
I'm gonna go last.
No, go first.
No. What do you guys say here?
Again, I didn't really watch too much of the superhero animated shows when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So based off of nostalgia, I'm going Gargoyles.
I'm gonna go with Gargoyles as well. I think if you asked me to choose, do you want to watch X-Men or an episode of Gargoyles? I think I almost always would pick Gargoyles. I think what's a cool comparison between the two is that X-Men was all when they said it was very serialized, as well as Gargoyles after a certain point. So that idea of a one continuous story, as opposed to, because I think a lot of the cartoon shows are very episodic.
Wasn't really
a lot of continuation. So I think X-Men did a lot of that, which was great for its time.
Gargoyles too.
Gargoyles relied on a lot of that in season two, but I felt like that felt like when you see some stories like with Titania or with Macbeth, you're like, I kind of remember all of this stuff. And you feel like it's all part of the same story going somewhere. Yeah. So as much as they both hold a near and dear place in my heart, if you ask me to choose, I think I'm going to go with Gargoyles.
I don't want it. I'm going to go Gargoyles as well. I love the X-Men animated show, but it's one of those shows I didn't finish as a kid. No. Gargoyles, I watched every single episode. Ironically, they tackle a lot of the same themes, you know, especially towards the end of Gargoyles when the gargoyles become like public knowledge.
Yeah.
Like there's hatred. They have like a Ku Klux Klan, like, I want to say parody. That's a terrible, like an adjacent hate group type thing.
Yeah.
And it got deep. It got, you know, philosophical. It really was just so good. And X-Men was also fantastic. I also love that there were banned episodes of Gargoyles that were too intense. The one where Broadway accidentally shoots Eliza.
Oh, yeah.
They took episodes out, and it just, Gargoyles is one of those things that there's been such a push for more of it. And even though we've gotten more X-Men in some capacity, I'm going to see what 97 brings when that rolls around.
Yeah.
But for me, it's going to be Gargoyles.
Yeah, I agree. Gargoyles is just one of those. Again, I feel like as we keep going on and on, I don't know if we want more Gargoyles, because I think it's so special in our minds of what we got.
Yeah.
Do we want to see them? More than likely mess it up. Like, do we want that?
Well, I think it depends, again, who's doing it. Because, like, if it's Greg Weisman, if he's doing it, and I think he was involved with the IDW comics, like, that, those are considered canon. Mm-hmm. Whereas the third season of the TV show isn't really considered canon. The Goliath Chronicles. So I think as long as, like, Greg Weisman's involved or somebody really close to him is involved, then, to me, I'd rather see some of that. I know there's been talk about a live-action version. I think
Jordan Peele was attached.
He was attached. I think somebody else now. I think he dropped and somebody else.
If they're going to do a live-action, they got to get the original voice actors back if they can.
I mean,
which they can do. Like, that's easy.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great nod to everything. Because, again, especially with the Gargoyles, I mean, if they could do a mixture of, like, the 90s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for that type of puppetry and
motion capture.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I think that the technology's there, that it would be much better if they did a motion capture.
I sometimes feel like with the motion capture, they're doing a fully CGI character. It might work because, again, it's mostly at night, so they probably could get, maybe you could hide some more blemishes that way.
I mean, look at like a movie like Avatar. Now, I'm not saying they're going to get James Cameron money.
No, I
know, but like, that's where we are now.
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give Planet of the Apes then.
Okay. I'm just blown away Disney hasn't done it yet. I mean, the cry for this has been so loud for so long that they still haven't done it. I'm just kind of surprised. We're getting an X-Men 97 continuation before we get Gargoyles. I'm just kind of surprised.
They'll probably see how 97 does, and then...
I guess. I mean, we'll see. But all right, we got Gargoyles versus Rugrats for the winner of this side of the bracket.
Gargoyles.
Going Rugrats, a lot more iconic.
The fact that we just spent 25 minutes basically talking about how iconic Gargoyles is, I can't look at Rugrats the same way anymore.
I'm going with Gargoyles.
Sean's
death stare is on Sean right now.
Just remember who you're in punching the main chart.
I can jump over a table.
Please know all the technology.
So think of it that way.
Get the coin.
I might want the coin, actually. I feel like I want the coin more.
Either way, it's a win. Like, both shows, they're such opposite ends of the spectrum. But when it comes to the 90s, no matter what, these shows are some 90s fan is going to mention at least one of these shows. You're going to say Rugrats. We already
I'm
know.
Sorry. I got to go Rugrats here.
That's why I made my peace with it first.
That was, listen, my I did not watch Gargoyles as a kid. I've watched it now as an adult, and it's fantastic. Rugrats was one of those shows I had to be in front of the TV for every night, 7 o'clock on Nickelodeon. It was that and then Doug back to back.
Mm-hmm.
I had all the videos of Rugrats, you know, the Hanukkah special of Rugrats, which is
Rugrats tackled a lot of issues that weren't like the Jewish stuff that they did was unheard of.
The Russian parents of the mother. I mean, even with the thick accents, I mean, you never saw that in a cartoon.
Actually, one of my favorite jokes of all time is after Chucky gets stuck in the horror dance, and they're like, Chucky, what happened? The horror. And then you hear the rim shot in the background. Chucky Finster. What a goat, man.
Chucky.
Big brave dog.
I mean, it's so good. It really is. All right. So for the overall championship of this bracket, we have Rugrats versus Batman, the animated series.
I need to lay down.
Well, I'm going with Batman, the animated series.
We're going to go with Batman, the animated series also. I'm going to do Rugrats.
I am.
They've got Reptar.
Reptar, got to find that Reptar.
If you were like, name a show from when you were a kid, I'm sure a majority of the people our age will say Rugrats, right? If you take a poll, you're going to find a higher percentage for Rugrats than any other show.
Well, because we can't do that right now.
Well, actually, I mean, if you're watching us on YouTube, leave a comment down below. What would you pick if you were asked? Would you pick Rugrats or would you pick Batman?
I forgot we're on YouTube.
I think based off of that, you kind of have to go with Rugrats.
And that's
have to go with Rugrats?
I think I do. I'm sorry. Again, just like Ronnie said, that was the show I watched as a child. To me, that show was more popular than Batman was. I'm trying to remember back when I was a kid. Hear me out. First of all, we didn't go to the same school. You guys went to one different school. I went to a different school. I don't recall kids talking about Batman the Animated Series when I was a kid. Everybody knew Rugrats.
Yeah.
Everybody talked about Nickelodeon. That was the thing. Honest to God, it wasn't until I became friends with you is really you got me involved into the comic book cartoons. And I was like, I didn't watch this.
I'm like a weird drug dealer. Got you into it, man. Give you a little taste. Come back for more.
I'm down for discussion. I just think Rugrats is the more iconic cartoon show than Batman. That doesn't negate what Batman did. I think Batman is one of the top cartoon shows of all time, but I just think Rugrats is the show. Listen, please, as Brendan said, please, comment down below. Is there a show that we kicked out ages ago that you would,
Rugrats all grown up?
I guarantee you there's going to be a ton of Simpsons. I did not include Family Guy in this.
I noticed.
I'm sorry.
Well, that was too late.
No, it was 99.
It was 99.
Technically, it started airing in 99. Okay.
Yeah.
But I couldn't.
So Rugrats won all of it?
Yeah. Rugrats won the whole thing.
Wow, the whole thing. I thought we were still going.
No.
Wow.
But yes, thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed both parts of this, and we had a lot of fun doing it. If you guys are new to the channel, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. It makes a big difference. If you guys are listening to us on any Podbean, Apple Podcasts, anything like that, make sure you like the episode. It really helps us out. If you guys want more of our content and you want to hear more of us arguing with each other, you can check out the Multiverse Fancast and MF Uncensored. You can also check out our website, themisfitfaction.com. Also, we're on every bit of social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. Just type in the Multiverse Fancast, Cinematic Adventures, or the Misfit Faction. Odds are you'll find some of our stuff. But I think that is going to wrap us up finally for today. As always, I'm Paul.
I'm Sean, and he's pissed off.
I'm not. Somebody go next.
I'm Ronnie.
And I'm Brendan.
And we'll see you guys next time.
He's so bitter. See?